What will you remember about 2020? It's about to wrap up here at this time, and there's so many memories and so many things and images for us to think about. Masks are probably the biggest thing. Who would have thought a year ago right now, as I'm talking, that this would be an everyday, everywhere we go type feature for us? But it has become and likely will be for sometime into 2021. But we've had a shutdown. We've had the COVID-19. We had riots that took place in the United States of America. We had in America, again, an election that turned out in a way that many did not expect. And now we will have a new administration, it looks like. And so 2020 has been one of those years where we've all had to make adjustments. I remember thinking at the very beginning of the lockdown, it's only going to be for a few weeks, 2-3 weeks max, and we'll get back to business, but it's drug on. You know what we've had to be? Resilient. We have had to be able to adjust and to work with whatever has come up, to keep our spirits high and to keep moving and to deal with whatever has come our way. And for the future, if that's the big lesson we learn, then there's something good that we can take out of this. It reminded me of a proverb, chapter 24, and verse 16. It says, "There, a righteous man may fall 7 times. 7 problems might come along. 7 blows against us that knock us down, delay us, frustrate us. 7 times, it says, a righteous man may fall and rise again." In other words, every time we get knocked down, the righteous come back. They get back up. It's a proverb that I've always remembered whenever you have something go wrong. We've got to be resilient. So whatever you take away from all the past months, I hope that resiliency has been a part of your life, because it's a quality we're still going to need no matter what happens as we go forward. The righteous will rise again. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.